Welcome to the Impact Stories podcast, where we are excited to talk about where God is uniquely showing up in our daily walks. On this podcast, you'll hear real life stories of God working in big and small ways in our communities.
Hello, listeners. I'm Daryl Jackson. I'm the director of City Impact. And here today with me is Jerry Black, Gordon Willard, and Tara Stack. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves as we get started here. But Tara's just recently started as our City Impact Coordinator. Tara's been on, seems like you've been here a lot longer, but it's really more longer than that, right?
It feels like I've been here a long time. But yes, I'm the City Impact Coordinator. Excited to be here with you guys today, just hearing about your story, Jerry and Gordon. We're just so thankful that you guys are here and sharing with us today.
Yeah. Glad to be here.
Pleasure, yeah.
Yeah, so Jerry, let's start with you. Tell them a little bit about who you are, your family, and what you do, and how you got involved in what you do.
Okay, glad to. My wife Camille and I have been here at Perimeter Church for 32 years, and we have two children. Our son is 34 and married, lives in Greenville, South Carolina. Our daughter Leslie is not married, single, and lives here in the Atlanta area. And she works for Kaiser. So basically, you could say our children have been born and raised in Perimeter Church.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we lived in Peachtree Corners or whether for 12 years we lived in the East Cobb area, and we would make that drive over every Sunday.
Wow.
I've been an elder here for, I think, 26 years now. And then I've been involved in numerous ministries, but my main heart really is in the area of biblical financial stewardship. Mm-hmm. And you know, one of my mantras, if you will, is that everything affects everything else. Mm-hmm. And if individuals are going to make good financial decisions and good life decisions, then the Word of God is the best place to go for counsel.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been involved in stewardship and financial ministries here at Perimeter Church pretty much from the very beginning. In addition to initially, because of my former construction industry background experience, I was invited by John Purcell and was on the building committee for 7 years, which was a part of actually conceiving this property where we are here today.
Yeah.
And that started when we were attending Perimeter Church in the early days on Spalding Drive.
So you have had a long history here with the church doing a lot of different things.
I know where a lot of the closets are, and I know where some of the skeletons are.
and right now, you're the convener out there in
I am the convener for South Forsyth area. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting community for us to be in because technically we are not a city.
Mm-hmm.
We're still a community, so there was an attempt a few years ago to have us become a city of Sharon Springs, and it failed in the voting process. So unlike the other 9 cities, which are officially designated cities, we are more of a large community, which is interesting because about 800 of our perimeter members live in South Forsyth. And as my understanding is, that's second only to Johns Creek.
Right.
And so I think we have over 60 church officers in South Forsyth as well.
That's right.
So we are relatively close to Perimeter, obviously, and so a lot of people choose to live in Forsyth County because the property taxes are much less expensive, and the schools are great there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I was asked initially to become the convener for South Forsyth. I said no. I was asked a second time, and I said no. I was asked a third time, and I said, well, maybe. And so, but sometimes, you know, when the Lord puts a call on your life, we've all heard the expression that God doesn't call the equipped. Mm. He equips the called.
Yeah.
But I have had my own, to your other question, I've had my own company for 34 years. We are a independent financial advisory firm that specializes in empowering people to make life and financial decisions from a biblical worldview.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our entire orientation. So We're not a huge organization, but we've done quite well over the 34 years, and I do have a small team, and I think I may have a little bit of a reputation of having some leadership abilities, but that remains to be seen.
Thanks, Jerry. I appreciate you sharing that with us. And Gordon, glad to have you here with us today.
Thank you. Yes, a pleasure.
Tell our audience here a little bit of who you are, your family, and what you do.
In terms of perimeter, I'm just exactly the opposite of Jerry. Marilyn and I only moved up to this area about seven or eight months ago from South Florida. So this is my first experience really in a large church. I've been a pastor for 45 years, but always pastoring very modest size churches. So this was starting back in at Easter in April was when we first visited Perimeter and fell in love with the teaching and the warmth of the community. Now that I'm retired, thought, well, okay, we'll settle in here and we'll just see what kind of pastoral or ministry possibilities there would be for the two of us. I need to go way back 53 years by way of introduction because it is relevant later, just to show God's long-term plan for a couple's life. Marilyn and I met at the University of Wisconsin in Madison in 1969 and in the autumn. And I had just become a believer, having been raised in a Christian home, but was challenged when I got to campus by InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. And the young man, the chapter president, was himself an international student. His dad was one of the founders of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. And he led me to a real committed relationship to the Lord. And as an international, he's British, but raised in Singapore. Bernard Aidney, his father David Aidney, was one of the founders of the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students, which is the parent organization of InterVarsity. And he said, Gordon, this campus is just filled with international students, and part of your Christian calling is to love and reach them. And I was so naive, I hadn't the slightest idea of what the Christian life should totally be like. So I just said, okay, Bernie, great. Yeah. Point me in the direction of international students. And so our local chapter in Madison, though it was small, we had a pointed outreach to internationals. So already starting 53 years ago, God had planted the seed of being open to internationals and being open to missions. And so it was at Wisconsin that I felt a strong pastoral call and went to Westminster Seminary in Philadelphia and was ordained back in 1977. So it has been 45 years already. Been married 50 years this year as well. We have four grown children. Time is slipping away, but ministry opportunities are not slipping
away.
They're
still there, yeah.
Yeah, so even in retirement, we moved up from South Florida to be closer to our son, who lives in Smyrna, and our daughter lives with us, and she's a clinical behavioral therapist in Alpharetta, and so we thought, well, this is really a great place for us to be. And we've slowly been finding out that it's a very international place, and which kind of surprised us. We just thought it was going to be good old Georgia, you know?
All of a sudden you find out a lot of different people live here from a lot of different places,
oh,
right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And of course, our eyes lit up when we found out that what an international community. And starting here at Perimeter, even the very first days we were here, started to see that it's an international congregation.
So it's really interesting how God was working 53 years ago with that plant. And it really leads into our story today as to how this happened, where you are. So what I want to do is just kind of go through the steps, if you will, and maybe Jerry, you can start about how you two got together, and then Gordon, you can say how you got together with Jerry, and how God was leading every step of the way to where Gordon ended up now. So could you get us started?
Sure. So as a part of our missional objectives for South Forsyth community initiatives and such, we had determined that helping the community become more connected was a very high priority. And so earlier in 2022, this year, we decided to have an area picnic, and we had about 150 or so, maybe 160 residents of South Forsyth, members of Perimeter, mostly, to come. But we also wanted it to be a outreach opportunity as well. Yeah. And so in the context of connecting, we had determined beforehand to have, I think, maybe 6 or 8 clipboards out on one of the tables at the picnic, and people could sign up for attending a Connect group opportunity, of which my wife Camille and I had agreed to host one of those Connect opportunities. And in our particular case, it wasn't specifically for the purpose of starting a Connect group in our own home, but to just simply make it available to whoever wanted to attend. And as it turned out, Gordon and his wife Marilyn attended, and we sat out on the back porch with another person who I've known at Perimeter for a long time. So it was just the five of us on the back porch enjoying an evening, and I think this was maybe June or something like that. It could have been May. And so as we just got to knowing each other and began to hear Gordon and Marilyn's story and hearing of their significant interest in the international community, and as we all know here at Perimeter, the South Asians are a significant part of the population of not only Johns Creek, but also South Forsyth area. And so as I was hearing more of their story, I asked Gordon, I said, have you guys heard of Tony Thomas and the new church plant that he's planning to start? And at this point, I don't honestly remember if he had heard at that point in time or if there had already been an introduction made. But either way, I would say the gateway or the pathway was established for them to get connected to Tony and his family as they're starting Joy to All Nations Church, which, by the way, we just had our first, had our first chapel service here at Perimeter this past Sunday night. And Gordon and his wife were there, as my wife were, and I were there as well. And I don't know, Gordon, there might have been, maybe 150 or so people that attended that.
That's awesome.
And what was interesting, as I would say, probably 85% of those in attendance were probably of a South Asian descent in one form or another. And so that's kind of how it began. And then, honestly, thereafter, I didn't think a whole lot about it until I was attending another kind of planning session, if you will, with Tony Thomas and two other people in South Forsyth who also had an interest in the church. And I was asking Tony, I said, well, who's on your leadership team? And Gordon's name got mentioned. Marilyn's name got mentioned. And I said, well, isn't this fascinating?
Yeah, right.
So that's a good lead-in. And so when you, just to reiterate, you didn't have any idea and did not know what had happened after you and Gordon had met that night, and when you had planted the seed?
No. Sometimes you just plant the seed and see how it germinates, you know. And so, but it also is, I would say, as a testimony to the calling on Gordon and Marilyn's lives to say this is something that got planted, you know, 50 something years ago, as he said today. Yeah. It's still there in their heart. It's still there, a passion today. And in fact, when Gordon and I talked for a few minutes Sunday night as we were getting ready to enter the chapel service, I think Gordon said something to the effect that you and Marilyn are the senior members of that team.
Oh, by far, by far. We're probably 20 years older than the next oldest couple.
Okay. So what happened after the Connect group that made you get interested in Tony's church? How did that work?
I want to say, first off, though, how important these Connect groups are.
Yes.
The commitment to the cities, the commitment to the local area.
Yeah.
Because perhaps others feel the way Marilyn and I did. You come to a large church and you just start to wonder, where am I going to find my place to serve, and how will I get to know people? Yeah. And the team here really made a strong, concerted effort to put us in touch. We live in Suwanee and not far, you know, from South Forsyth, and there was a concerted effort to put us in touch with folks. That's how we were introduced to Jerry and Camille, by the efforts of making sure that we as newcomers had a local community. So we were very thankful for that. And lo and behold, it's turned out that, you know, South Forsyth is the epicenter of Joy of All Nations Church. It's going to draw from a large area, but geographically, that really is the epicenter of it. So it's very appropriate that night we're sitting in a home in South Forsyth, really not at that point realizing that we're actually going to be surrounded by people that we want to reach, international folks that we want to reach. So there was a strong sense of God's providence in terms of convergence going on here.
There's another part of the story as well, and that is that, as I recall, we have the Sunday morning introductory breakfasts here, and Gordon and Marilyn had attended one of those, and Liz Draper and her husband Don, who very faithfully served during those Sunday morning meet and greets, if you will, had already met Marilyn and Gordon as well. And so somewhere as a part of this whole story, I learned about that as well. But what's also interesting is Mimi Johnson, who, as you all know, is on our leadership team in South Forsyth. As I recall, Gordon, I think she and her husband Kevin knew you in some way, or you knew you and Marilyn in some way in Florida.
Ooh, yes, but now I can't honestly remember right now. It's a lot of water has gone under the bridge in the last seven months.
Because I was talking to her one time, and I remember her bringing you up in the discussion as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was part of the story as to how this all got going with that initial meeting that Liz had met with you all when you were at the
when
brunch.
You guys were at First Sunday Brunch.
First Sunday Brunch.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so when you start listening to the story, you see how God is moving in so many different ways. To have that happen, as to even going back 53 years, that you had an interest for international. Did you ever think that you'd have the international business actually coming to you?
Right. Yeah. Another piece of the puzzle, of course, in this convergence is the Harvesters.
Yeah.
Their interest in missions as well. And Marilyn and I started attending the Sunday school there. Mm-hmm. And in one of the earliest classes that we went to, lo and behold, there's Tony Thomas, to present the vision of Joy of All Nations. Mm-hmm. And after his presentation, Marilyn and I looked at each other and said, yeah, I mean, this is really amazing that we arrive just at a time when Tony is building up a core team. And in part of my pastoral life, I traveled as a pastor, but then also served as an international student evangelist with InterVarsity in Brussels, Belgium for 8 years, and then having served as a pastor in Blacksburg, Virginia, where Virginia Tech is, where, again, thousands of internationals. We really had a concerted effort to reach internationals at our church, and Marilyn actually worked for Virginia Tech in the undergrad international student office. Mm-hmm. And at one point, was made almost an honorary Indian in the sense that on the India National Day, when the students came to raise the flag of India on the campus just for a couple of hours, the students asked Marilyn to raise the flag.
Wow.
Wanting to honor her as a beloved administrator, but one that they took to be an Indian sister. So she's felt really great about being with Tony and his Marilyn. We have two Marilyns in the group.
That's true. Each of the wives is Marilyn.
And I've traveled to India three or four times myself, and then worked for 15 years with Mission to the World as a missionary, mm-hmm. PCA Mission Board, mainly working in French-speaking Africa. So I didn't have a lot to do with India at that point. Mm-hmm. But then after retirement and then moving here, we thought, boy, if there's just some way, Lord, we could be involved in missions. Marilyn worked for 17 years in South Florida in the adoption realm as an administrator in a Christian adoption agency. And lo and behold, in our core group of Joy of All Nations, several families have adopted children as well. And she really relates so well to them and they to her. She knows the issues that they're dealing with. So in so many ways, in the sunset years, we're in our 70s now, mm-hmm. sunset years of our ministry, God is saying, yeah, there's still some open doors there for you, though. I'm not finished with you yet.
Right. And all of the experiences that you and Marilyn had, you know, all the way through have come into play in a variety of different ways as you've gotten to know Joy of All Nations, right? Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. And Lord willing, I'm going to be preaching there this coming Sunday.
Oh, great.
Awesome. For the service. And then, in fact, Tony's been very gracious. He worked out as an engineer. He worked out all of next year's preaching rota. And he has me down for eight services next year. So that's, again, for an older retired guy, is a real privilege to preach the word.
Yet another way God's calling you in these years of your life, in this phase of your life, to help give back. Right. Just a great story.
I'm reminded of two words, by the way.
What?
But God.
Absolutely.
You think you're doing one thing for one purpose, but God had something else in plan.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. Isn't that the truth? Yeah. How he guided this whole story is just really phenomenal. How God was in it all the way.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great example. And you said this right, Jerry. You have no idea where he's going to guide you. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Jerry, you had no idea that when you did the Connect group, that actually what would come out of that Connect group is this right here. But you had God moved you to have the Connect group. Mm-hmm. And to your point, Gordon, that Connect group got you connected to where God was calling you to be.
Right.
So he was working in all phases to make sure this connection would drive to what he wanted you to do, which is fascinating. And it sounds like the relationships you're building with Joy of All Nations is really a special one.
Oh, absolutely, yes. We do feel, for some, like the grandparents, for others, like the parents, for other, auntie and uncles type figure, we want to be just encouraging to these young couples with small children and pray with them and let them know that yes, through challenging times and whatever, God will stick with you, and here we are married 50 years and still very much in love and very much want to serve the Lord. And so as these couples, some are moving into later middle age, starting to see some more gray hairs and moving in towards early elderly, perhaps themselves in the next decade or so. And they need, we want to leave them an example that just as my parents, they lived into their early 90s and right to the very end of their lives were very active for the Lord. And we want to be that if we can too.
Mm-hmm. You know, one little final thing here that the Lord was working in a lot of different ways, but at our church, we have this City Impact effort and partnership with our church, of course, and we also have church planting. Mm. So one of the meetings that we had before all of this happened, Chip Sweeney, who's in charge of all of the global outreach in the church, asked us to kind of pray for opportunities, to pray for opportunities where we would be able to help each other out, and we prayed for each other actually in a meeting. And lo and behold, we had no idea what he was going to do, but through what we were doing here as a convener in a Connect group and what you were doing where God was placing you here, there was an opportunity for church planning and for City Impact to work together for the flourishing of the kingdom. We had no idea that he would be moving in that direction. So prayers were being answered in a lot of different ways, And it's really a special, special, special story of how Gordon, he asked you to come to this place. And Jerry, really special about how you reached out in your Connect group. And also just really offered the opportunity to learn about Gordon and his background. I think that was incredible how God found that out so he could then let you know about Joy of All Nations. So he was working in all sorts of different ways here. That was fantastic. Any other questions we might have from Tara, Sarah, anybody?
I would just say, you know, maybe this question's a little bit more directed towards, you know, Jerry, but how do you think that others can get involved in your city?
Well, I think the first thing they should do is pray. Mm-hmm. You know, what is it that God would want them to do with their lives?
Yeah.
And you know, a Go Journey doesn't have to be going to Africa or Guatemala.
Right.
Go Journeys can be going to your next door neighbor's house and introducing yourself and saying, hey, you know, why don't you come over and let's have a conversation or get together for whatever. But I do think that, you know, with where the United States is in general and perhaps even the world to a more significant extent, there's a lot of disconnection going on, and so people are just not connected as they need to be.
Yeah.
So I do think it's important that the church gathers not just on Sunday, but on the days in between as well. And that's a reason for people to be connected, because that's where flourishing can occur. Mm-hmm. It's where nurturing can occur. It's where caring can occur. It's where communication can occur. Yeah. It's necessary for people to be disconnected in the role that I'm in, and actually the roles that I'm in allows me to have a lot of different and interesting conversations with people about where they are in life that oftentimes comes back to where they're struggling. That can be relationally, emotionally, spiritually, whatever. And I think when you approach it from that perspective with the intent of saying, how can we help you? Mm-hmm. How can we serve? Then I think people will find themselves feeling a little bit less disconnected, a little bit less lonely.
Yep.
And I remember a discussion we were having at one of our team meetings about a year and a half ago. And one of the moms with three children said, it's hard for me to understand how I can flourish when for these past year and a half, 2 years, I've just been a mom in my cul-de-sac.
Right.
You know, disconnected and not connected. And worshiping faithfully on Sundays by Zoom, but it's not the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is important for people to, whether they're introverts or extroverts, God creates all kinds of unique people, and we need to be connected with one another.
Yeah, Connect groups are a great way to build community. And we'll go ahead and link those Connect groups in the show notes below.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming today and sharing the story and how God is working. We're so thankful for all that you all are doing, but I guess most importantly, we're thankful for what God is doing.
Yeah.
Thanks again, you all.
Amen.
Take care.
Thank you. This has been a podcast of Perimeter Church. For more information, please visit the City Impact website at www.perimeter.org/City Impact. If you have a story about what God is doing where you live, work, and go, you can share them at www.perimeter.org/share-impact-stories.